Circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice
like a snowball
Live with Roy
down
Masters.
A mountain.
You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters, as announced. I have a lot to talk about this evening, but what can I speak to you about that could help you? I can talk about the general factors of all of our suffering, which is caused by stress, and stress is equal to temptation, is another word for it, and temptation, another word for that, to modernize it just a little bit, is hypnotic state or hypnoidal states, which most people live in. And those who sin are slaves, and another word for that is sin. So you take any one of those three words, or four, I believe that was four, and that's the root of all your troubles. And if anybody can shock you in some way, and we'll discuss what all that means, 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time, and you figure out where you are to listen. Or go to my website, fh2.com, and listen to me there. Listen to Roy Live or archive. Now, let me get down to business. Let me see. The latest news was from Drudge. And they said, terror, fear hits Germany. That's the headline. I didn't have to read any more than that. Somebody just sent that to me. And the fears are spreading, and fear is what they want. And so perhaps we should discuss what fear is and to overcome it. So that is I put on the plate for this evening if you want to call. I just don't want to pontificate like I did the other two evenings. It's much more interesting if somebody will call. I'm going to give you an example of that. And while I'm doing this, I'm looking at my iPhone because I made some little bits of stuff on my iPhone. But not simple, it's very important. For example, I have a lady who's worked for me, and you can get her because she's listening to the program and she's taking calls till 11 o'clock p.m. every night, Monday through Friday, West Coast time. And her experience with fear and conditioning is that when she got to almost 70 years old, she felt that she couldn't breathe anymore. It was very difficult, but she found out what it was. I won't tell you what the story is, but I can tell you that once she understood what happened to her a long time ago, and it waited for through many serious complexes of problems and mind grinding to finally come to this one. She went through all of the things that went wrong with her, saw it, it disappeared, and that finally this one showed up. And which caused her to lose her breathing, but it was psychopathological. In other words, the mind over matter. And if you don't have a mind, it won't matter, if you know what I mean. I don't want to make jokes. It's not funny. So she was just about to go through rigmarole. That's an old word I don't use very often. You know, dressing up in all kinds of mechanical machinery and having to sit up all night or sleep at night or whatever the heaven they do. But just about she was going to go there, memory came back. And the minute it came back and she looked at it, the time she got to the hospital or to the place where they did this, the examination, all that all those fancy parts, electronics and so on and so forth. Her problem was gone, just like that. And I've got the same thing of a gentleman that she happened to be, the gentleman from not Los Angeles, but from New York, came to see me, and you can see him speaking on next Sunday, on Sunday Morning Conversations. And you can see him beginning to understand, although he's listened to me for 35 years, understand what I'm about to read to you in just a minute. And if you'll just hold the line a minute, I'll get going. If you want to talk about fear, I'm ready for you, because fear is coming, and he'll be right back.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Christina to wait. Hello, everybody. I'm talking. Yeah. Okay, we've got some calls. So I just wanted to finish what I was saying. Just it take me 2 minutes. So the lady I'm referring to who takes the calls at night up till 11 o'clock, she was 15 years with me, and she's recovered everything and except one thing, that when she was almost 70 years old, having overcome all those problems she had, when she was a young person, and having overcome them all, suddenly she couldn't breathe, and her oxygen level was low. And she got to be afraid, because she had to take all these, supposed to take all these experiments with all kinds of machinery and equipment. And the minute she began to see that that was going to happen, she became afraid. But here's the secret. I've been teaching her to overcome the fear, to watch it. And that's one of the things that's helped her through to this point. And the minute she realized she's starting to fear and looked at it, and the fear disappeared, and so did the breathing problem. Now, I know I got several calls. I just want to just add a few words to it, because a gentleman came from, with his wife, from New York. People are coming to me now, because I can't go to them, and it's worth it. They stayed for two weeks, and you'll see him talk about this. He doesn't mind, you know, exposing himself that way. We always give them an opportunity to sit in the back somewhere. But he didn't, and he said, afterwards, he says, I've been reflecting on the lady that was able to breathe again and is now perfectly normal and stronger than she's ever been. So I guess that's the last straw. She's become a very happy person. It's very enjoyable to hear how she speaks. And if you want to speak to her, she's taking calls to 11 o'clock at night, FHU.com. She's not in FHU.com, of course. That's where you go if you want to do business with us. But it's 800-877-3227, 800-877-3227. That's a different number from this program, which is 800-866-8883. Yeah, I'm going to take this call. I'm just going to read about 1 minute. So this is the gentleman, having spoken to my my retired secretary, that's who she is, when he heard this, he spoke to her about this, and I never got to, but he began to see it himself. He says, I've been reflecting on how low your oxygen exorcism experience. I think my eye issues may be related to not to see things or suppress them in my past because of the shame. I am realizing these past few weeks that this entire entity is not me, but owned and fooled me since I was a child. We talk about entities. But that's how people become manipulated. And that's how you can manipulate and put an entity in whole nation like Hitler did, like ISIS. They're all programmed. And each person, so if you have to, if you program one person, that person can program, continue programming, extending the disease of entity, which makes you think it's them, and it isn't. But you can do that on a huge scale, which is what ISIS is and what Hitler Germany became. They weren't born that way. They were programmed that way, but they didn't know they were programmed. They thought the programming was them, and their loyalty was not to God, but to the Führer. And the Führer, who's behind all these things, cleverly done, he's sort of brilliantly wicked, just like the brilliantly wicked behind ISIS. They know how to create a cause and effect, doing unto others what was done unto you. You exponentially can create a whole nation. But now fear, this is what I want to talk about, because that's the headlines on Drudge. Fear. The headlines is, if I could have got it here, repeat it again, and I'll take my calls. So, terror, fear hits Germany. And Drudge Report's headline. You have to learn to overcome your fear because it will affect you psychopolitically and psycho-illogically. And there is a cure for this, but it's not offered. Only drugs and those who rise, who represent who did it to you. Politically, they can represent the father that's bully. And you giving into him and thinking that it's love. Or rebelling. And then being put in jail and shot politically. And so only those two alternatives prevail. But there is something that will help you overcome all fear. Because a nation in fear is already beaten. So this is what I want to speak to you tonight, as much as I can. And I want to also build upon the reason behind that is the family, the destruction of the family, and the transference of the father and the family to the chief cook and bottle washer, which now resides in our government as the president. See, and you can see it, but you don't know how to deal with it. And if he wasn't black, see, that means you're a coward, all of you. You would have put him out to pasture a long time ago. In the pasture would be better for me, if you don't mind me saying so. So let me take the scores now, and let's have some nice discussions, because I will show you how it is so easy it is to cripple you mentally, then emotionally or through emotion, and physically, and make yourself a servant of those who did it to you and make you think you love them. All right. Christina in Rhode Island. Hello, Christina.
Hello. I buried my youngest sister yesterday. She died of cancer. It was just discovered. She collapsed a month ago. Oh, it was throughout her pelvic area. And what I am hearing is that the common law husband she lived with was...
Oh, dear. You're saying what I would have said. Go ahead. Finish it.
She apparently used him as a battering post. She blamed him for all of the bad experiences she had with men in her lifetime. You're nothing, you're nothing, you're no good. You're just like my father.
Yes.
And she had gotten that from my mother, too. And I didn't pass that on in my life. But this sister did.
Yes.
And I noticed it about 3 years ago, and I was trying to get her attention. I hate to use that word, trying, because I know you don't like it, but...
I know, I understand that. I understand the sense in which it's used.
She didn't listen. She got very angry at me, and there it is. There's a big chunk of our history right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Any comments?
No, I think she got what she deserved.
Yeah, I hate to look at it like that. Do you think she was full of rage and anger and hatred?
Nothing more. She lived on
That's
it.
That's what I thought.
Like ISIS. And she found a person that was weak. She found a person and then exploited him.
Yes.
And seduced him with sex. And seduced him with sex until he became addicted. And when he addicted, she withdrew it, and made him beg or made him angry.
Wait, Roy, she didn't. As far as he was concerned, it was like a platonic marriage.
I don't believe that.
I didn't either, but that's what he's saying. He said he didn't get any affection from her.
Well, even then, the attempt to get affection creates a codependence. Damned if you get it.
Yes.
And damned if you don't.
Yes. Yes.
See that?
Too wimpy.
That's right. And so, therefore, you, I don't believe that 1 minute that there was no sex involved.
You are wise beyond your years, you know. You are. I'm glad I can laugh right now because it's been difficult. And I asked him why didn't you stop her? Why didn't you stop her?
No, he's a slave. All who sin, all who react to a person is a slave. Just like all the people of Germany. Not all of them. There's two kinds of people. One who lives in fear, and one who allows the entity in the evil one, Hitler, to take them over and to reinforce himself in her, in him, as if that was love. To glorify it, to help them glorify their murder and killing, and come back to the Führer, and he will love the killers for that. For he can make them do it, and then love them and glorify what they did, so they have no chance to be but anything but that.
It's so evil.
Well, that's how evil works,
exactly.
And that's how you got Obama. What are you talking about?
I didn't vote for him.
No, I'm just saying you. The general public.
I know. I look around at people, and I wonder. We're already hearing in Rhode Island that they're going to support someone that's not good. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just glad.
I would say let her go and go enjoy your life.
Thank you, Roy. Love you.
I told my wife. This is what I told her. My wife has something good in her. But it's been 65 years. I've discussed it before on my radio, but I won't go into detail. But she has a secret love-hate relationship with me.
You always said that.
Yeah, I said that. But for a long time, she seems to be getting away with it. But secretly, she was being jealous and jealous of women who looked at me. And I never look at women. I just think they're pretty and nice, that's all. I'm devoted to her. But she brought into the marriage judgment. And junk from the family, and it took a long time for her to understand what love is. And slowly but surely, she's paid a terrible price, but she's getting back. But the thing is, pretty soon she's going to be fine and driving a car. I guarantee that, because it took her that long. And the gentleman I just spoke to you about, I was talking about the gentleman with the problem with his eyes.
Yes.
See, and he'll get better with his eyes, but he's listened to me for 34 years in New York. But the point is that the example that that my lady friend here, who worked for me for 15 years, she got her breath back by recognizing what it was. And the recognizing what it was, the anger went away. When the anger went away, the mind was able to reconstruct. Not destruct. See that?
Oh, nice contrast. Now, I have the same thing. I have cataracts, and I can't figure out why I have them.
But,
I'm not smart enough to figure it out.
Well, it comes in a sequence. It is emotion that creates emptiness. an emptiness that causes you to take drugs, and drugs I include food. See, drugs, alcohol, and food, the wrong kinds of food.
Okay.
And so they're all connected together. It's the way you think, but because of the way you react. And so you could be talking to me in thinking you understand everything, but you don't. Let me just, can I stop you right there for a second? Because I think I've got something more to say to you. And I'll talk to William in Michigan in just a minute. Thank you. Tell him to hold on. Thank you. Oh, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Christina will just pardon me while I sort of beg for mercy, so to speak. We need money to support the program. I have, if you'll forgive me for being what appears to be braggadocious, I'm not. I have a gift. You have gifts, too. Your gifts may have not come to fruition because you've unconsciously substituted the gift of the story that could be written through you from God, so where everything bad comes for good, turns into good for those that love him. See, that you go through trials and tribulations. So when you lost that direction, intuitive direction, then you tend to create your own story and your own sense of worth and achievement. And the more you do, the sicker you get. And the more you set a goal, and you achieve it or not, but you make up your mind with the will that you think you have is yours, you make another effort to make it work. Damned if it works and damned if it doesn't. Because when it works, it just isn't enough. You feel the emptiness. And emptiness creates anxiety, and anxiety creates fear, and that's where fear can come from. But it can also come from shock, like ISIS, you know. You see, it's happening right now. People are beginning to have fear, who have fear is not made perfect in love. Would be nice if we had a nation that could not be made to be fearful. It'd be all over. See, it would be all over if theoretically we could all sit there and say, "Come and get us." A lot of you do, but not enough of you. The big danger is the ones that are fearful, who will give their first allegiance to the ISIS when they come over. Watch for those people. If it's a civil war, bang, bang. ISIS owns them. ISIS can own you in this country just because they caused you to be fearful and put your faith into them. That's right. You could be fearful of a person that's bigger and stronger than you, but if I have a bigger horse, I don't have to say it any stronger, then you will transfer it to the bigger horse, and the little one will also become part of the bigger horse because he's a bully, and every bully is a coward before a bigger bully. Simple. And so the question is, I'm supposed to be asking you to support the Foundation of Human Understanding of 501c3, and here I am babbling about, you know, metaphysics, which is metaphysical. You see, we're dealing with metaphysical forces, whether they be good metaphysical forces with God or evil behind ISIS in our present condition. So fear, who hath fear, has not made perfect in love, and that person will live in slavery. And all of you will live in slavery if you're going to respond to with emotion. Now, Drudge, in these, I think I have it still. No, I don't. It's about fell on the floor.
Here it is.
I want to read the headline. Drudge report: terror fear hits Germany. I think the football stadium. They all walked out. They could have walked out sensibly and calm. That'd be all right. But most of them didn't. And the minute you start to be fearful, you become subject to the bully, and you embolden the bully. whether it's individuals, an individual relationship, or a political one. Who hath fear is not made perfect in love. So you let me show you what that is. If I'm going to make a whole seminar here, if I'm not careful, I just need you to support my program so I can reach people who hasn't heard of me before. You know, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Will you please? Because if you've been helped, pay it forward. Because somebody paid it forward for you to get help. What's the matter with you? Please. I shouldn't have to ask. When I first started on radio 55 years ago, I never had to ask. You're stuffing yourself with drugs and alcohol and stuff. Leave some of that stuff and give it to me. Thank you, the foundation. I'm saying this to you in love. I'm not being mean. I just want to wake you up to the fact that I have a purpose. And I've lived this long and I've discovered so many things. And I want to share it. I'm going to sit here in front of this microphone till the day I die. So if it's 120, so be it. If who was it? Moses could live 120, maybe I can. But I'll be sitting in front of this microphone or something similar, like helping the troops to overcome stress or post-traumatic stress disorder. That's what I do. That's what I've learned. That's my gift. Okay. Christina, sorry. I forgot what I was going to say to you.
I was talking about the cataracts, and I don't understand why I have them.
They'll go away when you're emotionally calm. When you can find that point in life where my secretary, I can't remember now.
Wendy.
No, and it's not her name I was looking for, but she was my secretary, my ex-secretary, I was going to say, but I couldn't find her.
Yeah.
So when she got to that point, she was complete. And she's going to live a long time. But only because she lived long enough to come to that point. That last little thing, and your eyes are the same way, because the gentleman that I just spoke about had a problem with his eyes. I just read it to you. I hope you read it. And so he's just contemplating. It makes sense. And when he finds out exactly what it is, and he'll see it, and he's going to come back, and he's going to be on this radio program. He will. If he finds it, he'll talk about it. And if he doesn't find it, he'll still call me and talk about it. And I'll show him where it is. And that's anybody else who wants to call. Thank you very much, Christina. I do hope you're going to be okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Already did. And he's blessed you, too, for blessing me. God bless. All right. We're going to go to William. Hello, William. What can I do for you? Okay. I think we lost him.
No, I'm here.
Oh, hello, William.
How are you?
I am jolly good show.
Well, I'm a prisoner in a mental hospital, and I take Depakote, Prolixin, and Ativan.
Oh, I don't know about those things, but yes, I hear you.
And I want to get off them. I want to get an exorcism and get off the drugs, and I want to move on, and I want to work, and I want to see if I can have a nest egg, and I want to see if I can have a life, you know, because I want a life.
How do you sound perfectly rational? How do you get there?
I went to one of your seminars once, and I was on lithium, and you got me off lithium, and then I had bleeding sores, and then I healed from bleeding sores, and then I went to Oregon, and I made a big mistake going to Oregon because there was no jobs, and I went through hell there, and I'm really scared of Oregon. I'm not coming back, I don't think, because I'm terrified of Oregon.
It's not Oregon, but there's not much work here.
No, there isn't.
There isn't. But you made a mistake.
I want to progress. I want to get out of the hospital.
But you see, you gave me a key. You said you're afraid of Oregon.
Yes.
Yes, but you see, you're blaming Oregon.
Well, it's my fault for getting out of the
If you hit your hand with a hammer instead of the nail, you see, you could develop fear of hammers and say, stupid hammer. And pretty soon you won't want to do any, carpentry. You got to be very careful what you're angry with. Oregon can't hurt you. This just wasn't any business for you. I'm going to talk to him. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. I want to talk to you a little bit about the origin of fear and family. Where all the suffering on earth exists is family. And it travels, a darkness travels through the generations from family to family exponentially. And if you'll please stay tuned to this program while I finish my pleading for support. Thank you, for those of you who are gracious. And I have one person that for the last 20 years that sends $4,000 a month. And I just say thank you. And sometimes I put a heart with an arrow in it, thank you. I don't know what to say, but he doesn't stop. Because he loves what I'm doing, obviously. He doesn't say it. I just get a check. And there's another person that sends $1,000 regularly. But it still isn't enough because it's a smaller group. But if you send $10 a month or $20 a month, you can go to my website. You won't miss it. You'll stop smoking, you'll stop drinking, etc., etc. Your problems will disappear. Your strength will come back. Your path becomes straight. And you only have to be still to know it, if you know what I mean. And so, but what does it mean, be still and know? That's what I'm doing on the radio program. And if you're not, if you haven't heard me say what it is, or gone to the meditation, which will lead you to what it is, it's more like you just need to listen a bit longer till you get some courage and not be afraid of that entity inside you that doesn't want you to see me or sees me in a bad light or everybody else who's in a bad light, even your own children. You take your frustration out on them and they never hurt you, but you tend to do it anyway. Nearly everybody does it. Even if you suppress it, they smell you. They smell it. And so, please, would you take down the number? And you can call tonight to the lady that I'm speaking about, the one that learned to breathe again before she was 70. And I've been with her. She's been with me as a secretary. She's retired now. And she's a bright young lady. So, well, she's young because young of heart. And you call my office, 800, day and night. Now, every night she listens for someone to call. And she wants to be helpful. She was doing her own little talk show on her own telephone. But which is the same telephone number of the Foundation of Human Understanding. Post Office Box, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And the phone number is 800-877-3227. Or you can go to my website and download the 7-minute meditation, which will lead you in a non-religious way. It doesn't mean to say it's not going to be religious. It's going to be religious, but you won't see any religiosity in it. You sit down quietly and I'll show you what it means to be still, and all of a sudden you'll be possessed by something brand new and the old self will disappear. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Is the jingle in your pocket worth the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along a shore.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit FHU.com.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I have to talk to, who is it here? William in Michigan. Hello, William. I'm sorry for the break, but...
That's right.
But you sound so sensible. Why are you in a mental hospital?
Because I'm on medication. I came back from Vegas. I went on a wild trip, and I ended up in jails,
oh.
and all kinds of jails and mental hospitals. And they drug me into oblivion. And then I got back to Michigan, and my family said I was on nothing all the way back. And then they gave me some glasses, and then I had a firing squad waiting for me. I had nine cops, and I had a gun, and I was in a motel, and I was naked. And
I get it.
And the next thing I know, I'm in a mental hospital, and from there to here, and I've been here 5.5 years.
Oh, my God.
And it's just been a nightmare. I mean, I went to this lawyer, Mr. Monahan, and he sent me from group home to group home to group home to group home to group home, took my $80,000 I inherited from my mother's death, and I got a shitty car out of it, and it's just been a nightmare.
Well, look, that's a long time. How long have you been listening to me?
Since I was a young kid.
Well, it started
since I was 17, but I pray now. I think I'm over the meditation, but I'll be well more than willing to use it. I want to get a radio and meditate because I pray. I put my hands together and I feel the light in my head, and I feel the it's like a tennis ball going between my hands. I say the Our Father and the Hail Mary. And
no, all that doesn't help you. I'm sorry.
No?
I don't think that's good for you.
It's better to meditate.
It's not better. It gives you the illusion that God will come to you with that, those verses and chapters. No, it doesn't work that way.
So meditate?
Yes.
Well, I'll send for it as soon as I can get enough money for a radio and...
No. You don't need it. You don't need it. I'll tell you what I'll send you. Can you receive... what can you receive? What is restricted there?
Nothing. I need a radio, though. I need a...
No, you don't. But a radio would be good. I'll send you a little radio. Okay, we'll find out. But I'm going to send you...
Thank you.
I'm going to send you... What do they call it? It's a little device. It's called a cure stress device.
Okay.
And it has everything in it you need.
Really?
Everything. And it's a computer that fits in your wallet, and it has earphones and a recharger.
I'll pay you for it.
It has everything in it you need.
All right.
Now look
I have to give you the address, though. I have to talk to
Yes,
the
hold the
here.
Line. Hold the line. You call me back. I want you to call me back, but right now, for now, I want you to follow through with this. Make sure, David, are you listening? My producer, would you take this gentleman's name and address and make sure he gets that cure stress device? Thank you very much. Everybody else, it's $60, and postage free, no charge. All right, so he will call back. He's been there 5.5 years. He started off in a good way and then blew it. I get that. But we get him back. And that device will bring you back. What I just said to him is magic. And I believe in magic. Because I think God is a magician. He creates a universe out of a hat without a hat. And I've written articles. I've written a thesis. Someone just picked it up. Someone very important just picked it up to see if I can prove that God created the universe, because that is what I'm doing. But I'm doing it in physical and metaphysical jargon. And you can't deny it. You can, if you want to, go crazy. And I won't go into that right now. I just want to have calls. By the way, I just got a little something up on my screen, which is valuable. Just the background. 800, but right now, if you want to call, it's 800-866-8883. 866-8883. Yeah, I put that British accent in place. All right. So I've got on my screen a message from a very valuable producer. He now has 89 Christianity Today audio lectures, and they were done 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I had a radio station that my family, well, we built it. And then we turned it into a network called Talk Radio Network. But first of all, we sold it and gave the money, not to us, but we gave it to the foundation. So there. And that was a lot of money. And then we started to build again. It's called Talk Radio Network. And it's a long story. But while I was operating that little radio station, which is an FM station in Medford, every week I gave a talk on Christianity Today. And each one of them, as I listen to them, are flawless. It doesn't sound like me. It sounds like, well, it does sound like me, but it isn't, because I began to read from a little book called the Kaboris Manuscript, which was dug up in the Mideast somewhere. There's a story to that. And Eisenhower and Ramahi looked at it, and it got shipped off to the Library of Congress, and nobody saw it again, but somebody had a piece of it, and I turned it into a book with a hardcover, and you can get that book for $10. It's so beautiful, because it is the translation of the Greek, I think Greek, no, Hebrew translation. And at the end of the book, it has what each word means, and during that, while you're reading the book, you see words in italic, and you go to the end of the book and see what the Hebrew word for it means. Aramaic words, actually, Aramaic to be exact. And that one word can mean a whole page, and that will give you a whole new light of what is in it. I have 10,000 of these. I never only sold a couple. I didn't know how to go about it. It's hard enough to sell my own books. But we got 10,000. And these are hardcovers. I treasured that book more than my own. It's all about the Bible. And there's sections. It's sections. It's the Kaboris Manuscript. You could look it up in the web if you want to. Kaboris Manuscript. A very famous one, disappeared into the Library of Congress. It's there somewhere. All right, let's take my call. Fred, hello, Fred. How are you doing?
Hi, Roy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can. And I was just talking about you, but it didn't say who it was.
Well, I missed the first 15 minutes of the show, but Wendy texted me. By the way, I have to tell you that just her generosity and graciousness the last day I was there, taking me down to the ranch again, all this stuff has an effect upon me.
I mean, I'm glad.
She has a really beautiful quality.
She does. And you shouldn't have seen that 14 years ago. Okay.
Well, the reason I'm calling is because, you know, I was watching the show from last week. I was watching it on your YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I saw the stress and the concern in my eyes that she had mentioned that I carry.
Yes.
And I was affected by her story to me about her sleep apnea, because I also have that problem with sleep apnea. I have a central problem.
Yes.
And I think it's connected also to asthma I had as a child, which
yes.
I know my mother caused.
When you finish this, I would like you to ask me what causes asthma. When you finish your dialogue with me.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
If you'll indulge me for a second, I just wanted to, I don't have a condition like cataract or something, but I'd like
to explain. No, I understand.
You know, I have a posterior vitreous detachment in my right eye, which is not that uncommon, but for when I got it at the age of 55, it's a little bit too young. Like I'm aging prematurely here.
Yes.
So that gel-like membrane in the back of the eye starts to separate from the retina, and in 15% of cases, it could cause a tear. And the tear.
Well, it could be stress, you know. It could be stress.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure that it is stress-connected. I'm sure that it is.
I'm sure, too, because most of it is.
You know, so the hope is that as you age, that vitreous shrinks, that the hope is that in most cases, 85% of cases, it separates cleanly, stops tugging on the retina, there's no more flashes, and you're out of danger. Well, in my left eye now, it hasn't detached yet, but it's shrinking. The doctors tell me it's going to happen there, too.
Now,
yes,
I suggest that what you have is psychophysiological. That's it. As a man thinketh, so he is he. You have no idea how powerful your thoughts that turn into fears, and the fight against the fear makes the fear grow greater, and so that stress starts to alter the structure of your body. In other words, you are functioning instead of from grace and from intuitive energy. And the intuitive energy is an energy that contains another way of seeing. Jesus, just to speak about Jesus a little bit, because I know you're Jewish, but the point is, he makes the point very clearly. He says to the scribes and Pharisees, the intellectual so-and-sos, he called them, you know, sepulchral, white sepulchres, and whitewashed tombs. He used scare words. I mean, well, not scare words, but you know, rude words to him. And so, but I'm really trying to try to remember what I wanted to say, the language. But in principle, he's saying, you see, but you don't perceive. You have eyes like an animal, but you don't have the spiritual eye, another set of eyes, which you need as well. And so the spiritual eye, the intuitive self, is supposed to run to function in the mind and through the mind into the body. And if that is perfectly so, you will live forever. If in every situation you meet imperfect people, imperfect conditions, perfectly without being resentful, and fearful, because fear and resentment are two sides of the same coin. If you can find that, you will become whole. But until you do that, then you're functioning from temptations and pressures, external pressures like an animal. Hold the line. And you can do a break, because I got to keep this in my mind. So.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Okay. Hold the line, Fred, because I didn't finish my appeal about Christianity Today, about the time I had my own radio station, and then I sold it, gave the money to the foundation, don't worry about that. But I have 89 Christianity Today's audio lectures captured on audio. And these will be up on the FHU shopping cart by tomorrow a.m. and available as CDs or sound downloads. Listeners can click on Christianity Today on the FHU shopping cart. I just wanted to do that. These, you don't want to miss these. And if my friend who is, you know, transforming them into audio in the modern way, we'll begin with the begin. We'll begin with the first one and just go to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 89 of them. You'll be really surprised. Okay, so now back to Fred. The information to get the 89 Christianity Today. Can you imagine a Jewish man talking about, I'm reading the Kaboris manuscript. And as I'm reading the Kaboris manuscript, that's when I got it. I made it into a hardcover and cherished it hard more than my own books. P.R. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Now we go back. FHU.com. I'm being guided in my earphones. Hello, hello. It's not my real self talking. It's my 1-800-877-3227. And I'm getting. You know, take a break now. I'm getting.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You'll forgive the imperfect way in which I present my program, but I do fall apart every now and then. I don't deal with prompting or reading a whole lot. I like to speak from what's within me to say it, and I forgot basically where I was when I left off speaking to Fred in New York, but I'm speaking about what's something coming from the inside, an energy force, which also contains information of how to live and think and realize things. But if you don't have that, what you've got is eyes and people teaching you stuff. And you have no way to disagree with it. And in this world, and in America especially now, where it used to be free, you go to school and you have to eat and imbibe whatever the teacher says, or else you won't pass if you don't get it. Yeah, I'm still talking to Fred. And so you don't want to be a person who mechanically tries to read my stuff and remember it and play it back in your head. All it's meant to do, all the Jesus stuff is to awaken what you lost when you came into this world, shortly after you came into this world. This is another I, and it is another a basis of a new spiritual self, the one that will unfold and the one that will be given a story, not of their own and not of anybody else, a direction. And it's beautiful, and it helps you to overcome all fears, and all the fears disappear, all the anger disappears, all the frustration disappears, and you feel free. And you don't know what you're going to do next, and I don't care if I don't know what to do next. If I got to sit all day and sit all week and just sit, I'll just come up with a new thesis for physics or discover a better way of meditating. And it will be shown to me, but I don't have to study anything. You know, you need no one to teach you anything, and I'm not your teacher. All I'm is your guide back to yourself. You understand what I'm saying, Fred?
Yes, yes.
And so fear goes away.
I would love to live in that way, because I've lived in the other way where I have talents and I have intuition.
I'm sure.
I don't have that free spirit that you notice in my wife. It doesn't flow out of me. I have to beat myself for it to come out.
But I'll give you a reason, and the main reason is because you're upset and frustrated with yourself, and you're angry with yourself, and you're trying to fix yourself, and you get worse. And what you need to know is what I said on the discussion on Sunday. I said, those thoughts in your head are not yours. And just like the Nazi soldiers Those thoughts are not theirs. They weren't born that way. They weren't born to worship a tyrant like that, a murderer, a killer. But if you look at the history of the human race, that's what all you get. You either get weak leaders and everything falls apart like it is in a country, not right now. But this one is cleverly planted by communist infiltration to set him up so that you'd elect him without realizing, not having the intuition, having your intuition blinded by schools and media and, you know, entertainment, to become demoralized. You are living from a different energy field, and then then things don't go right. But the more you get pleasure, the more you seek feelings, and the more you try to fix yourself, the worse everything gets. Because of yourself, you can do nothing. Even the man that most Jewish people don't believe in, he says, of myself, I can do nothing. The Father within me, he does it. Why call me good? There's nobody good but God. But the point is, he wasn't like everybody else, and there's a reason for that. And he was believable. And I do hope that I've inherited his believableness, because it's the believableness which is real, and it shines. And it penetrates the darkness of the wicked. And the wicked will come against you and be shocked, because it cannot get to you. And because it cannot get to you, whatever is in it that kept you safe gets to them. And you become stronger. And they may try again and again. And the trials and tribulations increase. It is good to have trials and tribulation. Woe is the person who is loved and people accept them and are fond of them and praise them and glorify them. And it's like thieves and robbers loving thieves and robbers. What profit there is there in that? Thieves and robbers make each other worse by loving and being loved. And it's the same thing as I'll talk in the second hour. I'll talk about that. If I don't talk about you through the second hour, I will show you that there is a force within you, that and that fear you have is not yours. You don't have any fear. You're a little kid still, and you still have intuition, and you can hear this little kid in me talking to the little kid in you, and what I'm doing is awakening the fact that you have that quality. It's a gift. And what's taken its place is the spoken word of cruelty. And it comes through the generations. And don't be surprised that most, even good parents, are infected and don't know they are. Because they don't know what good is. They do the best they can with what the kind of good that the world thinks is good. It's superficial. Most good is superficial. It isn't real. And so I'm talking about real good. And real good has no fear. It has faith. And what has fear is that thing inside you, that entity that's afraid. You're not fearful. You're not afraid. It's afraid, but you feel like it's you that's afraid. And once you get hold of the idea that it is it that's afraid, let's hold you back for 34 years before you could see me. Okay, we'll be right back. Oh, yes, I got 1 minute. Would you ask Fred to hold on, because I've got some nice things to say to him? Okay. We have a very interesting call, and I'm going to pay him forward to the next hour. Okay. So would you please support the foundation, please? Thank you. Post Office Box 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Or you can go to my website, fhu.com, and if you want to donate there, it's fhu.com/donate. Thank you very much. We're going to have a second hour. I'll be talking to Fred, carry him over. And this program can be listened to 24 hours a day. Well, 22 hours a day. Okay, thank you.